I mean, there's less controversy around the ban now than in the beginning. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, it's definitely less of a hassle when we're not having some certain group trying to ban us from a certain country, or we can't play certain songs from a certain album, and it just doesn't really make sense because there's multi-million dollar making horror movies in the theaters, and nobody seems to have a problem with that. And we're on a much smaller scale, so it is a hassle when it comes to things like that. So it is kind of good to be flying under the radar, so to say, with that. But we just recently had some things in Germany come up that they have a problem with our new album, and but it's being sorted out, as it always does.
When I read interviews and columns about your band, it's always horror movies that somehow get mentioned for inspiration to the lyrics and the music. Is there other things that inspires you?
I'd say just the news in general. I mean, look what just happened in Miami. You got a man eating another man's face off. I mean, how, you know, just that's all we need right there, just the news.
Could be a new song.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The wheels are already turning on that. Yeah. Well, there was a brain eater, I think.
Yeah, and then, some guy was cutting his own guts out and blowing the cops. And then a day or two ago, someone bit a piece out of someone's face. Yeah, in Louisiana. I don't know where. Somewhere like that.
It's starting to spread more west.
Yes.
You know, it started on the East Coast. Now it's moving westward. So we'll see what happens. Could be evisceration plague. You never
zombie
know.
Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse. It's real.
We do get a lot of unique gifts from fans. For example, some girl in somewhere on the East Coast gave us a ceramic fetus, a baby. Wanted to give that to us for some reason. And then where was that? Where we signed the vagina. Somebody brought supposedly a human vagina in a bottle and some liquid. Remember that? I think it was Rochester. Where the kid was like, yeah, this is a real human vagina. And we signed the outside of the jar that he had it in. Yeah. And then there's people that bring just odd things like that.
Should be a Cannibal Corpse museum.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You know, if we could collect all that stuff and maybe set up a little makeshift museum in our practice room or something for people to come and visit, you know, that'd be cool. I usually listen to 70s or 80s metal like Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Accept, stuff like that. So, we got a lot of inspiration from bands like that. We just wanted it to go as extreme as possible. I think we're doing okay so far.